This is Audible.
Podium Publishing presents Heavier Than a Mountain, Book 3 of Destiny's Crucible, written by Olin Thorensen, performed by Jonathan Davis. Not for ourselves alone are we born. Marcus Tullius Cicero. Duty is what we expect of others. Only to find out the other is yourself. College Keelan, Cadellium, Planet Anyar. Duty doesn't melt away, no matter how much we might wish it to. Claudia J. Edwards, Taming the Forest King. Duty is a debt you owe to yourself to fulfill obligations you have assumed voluntarily. Robert A. Heinlein. Our duty is to be useful, not according to our desires, but according to our powers. Henri-Frédéric Homiel. Not once or twice in our fair island story, the path of duty was the way to glory. Alfred Tennyson. Duty is heavier than a mountain, death lighter than a feather. Japanese proverb. Prologue. The planet was ordinary. The planet was extraordinary. Its orbit lay within the zone that allowed liquid water, but most such planets remained airless or barren or under gases, such as carbon dioxide blankets, all conditions inimical to life. This planet rated among the exceptional by 5 criteria. First, it contained water. An ocean covered 80% of the surface, with major land masses concentrated on one hemisphere. Second, single-cell life had emerged from those waters. Third, life had, in its earliest stages, generated organisms whose metabolism gave off oxygen as a byproduct. This step opened the door to an explosion of evolution in multicellular organisms, a leap not every biosphere achieved, which constituted the fourth criterion, and which placed this planet among the rarest of its siblings. Yet with 100 billion stars in its galaxy alone, the planet rested as only one of a myriad with complex ecosystems, not unique enough to entice those who watched the planet so closely. The lure was humans, a self-named sentient species. Again, that alone, while interesting and worthy of attention, paled beside the fact that humans did not originate on this planet. Nor did humans have the technology to transplant themselves along with a selection of animals and plants to this planet. The AI and its creators did not know how the transplantation had been done, how long ago, or by whom. Thus they watched and waited, unobserved by the humans below in case those who had carried out the transplantation returned. As with other planets harboring life, the planet glowed like a jewel in the darkness. The blue of the ocean on one hemisphere, blue supplemented with brown and greens of continents on the other half of the planet. Its position relative to its yellow-orange sun kept most of the planet ice-free. Despite 2 permanent ice caps, the small axial tilt resulted in moderate seasonal changes. The watchers had observed this planet for 2,000 revolutions around its sun. They saw cities grow and sometimes burn, ships sail the waters, and armies fight battles. The watchers were not always present, but an artificial intelligence, AI, kept constant surveillance, receiving, collating, and cataloging data coming to it as a constant stream. Rarely did new data require action, such as whether to alert its creators. But rarely was not never. Now the AI had to decide. On a large island west of the major landmasses, the AI observed a battle. The AI didn't know the combatants' identities and their reason for fighting. Its programming did not account for such details. However, the AI had never observed a battle of this magnitude on the island. Normally, the AI would simply have cataloged the observation, except that it paired with another datum specific to the island. The coincidence of two pieces of data relating to the same island raised an internal flag within the AI's programming. 2 years earlier, the AI's creators had cast away a single human on this island. A creator vessel had accidentally destroyed a human aircraft while observing humans on their planet of origin. The creators felt obliged by their mode of reasoning to ameliorate the accident. They saved and treated a human who survived the collision. Unable to return the man to his normal life, because he now knew of alien observers, and unable to either keep him aboard their vessel or take him to their own worlds, they gave the human once recovered a choice. Either be painlessly terminated or be placed on one of the other worlds populated with humans. The man chose exile, the selected destination, the same small island where the battle had come to the AI's attention. For a long time, at least several microseconds, the AI considered the probability of a connection between the two events. It deduced no likely scenario where the introduction of the single human could affect a battle involving tens of thousands, but unable to conclude a negative, it passed the observations on to its creators. The message sent, the AI allocated a tiny fraction of its attention to watch for other anomalous data points originating from the island, and waited. The parameters of the AI's programming did not include interest in what happened to the humans who participated in the battle or the humans who waited for news of the outcome. If he had known of the AI's assumption that no one human caused the battle, Joseph Kolsko, aka Joseph Kolsko in an earlier life on Earth, would not have argued, though he would have admitted he influenced the outcome. However, the orbiting AI's conclusion matched what Harley, the separate AI that Joseph interacted with after the destruction of his airliner, had told Joseph, that his impact on the planet would be like a drop of water in an ocean. Although angry at his fate and at Harley's indifference, Joseph had determined he would transfer as much 21st century Earth knowledge as he could to Anyar, his destination planet, whose technology level approximated Earth circa 1700 CE. However, Joseph limited his goal to introducing knowledge, not embroiling himself in political and military affairs. His contributions to all three areas were unexpected by both himself and the AI's creators. Unknown to the AI, the battle it observed contributed to an ongoing transformation of Joseph Kolsko from the man he had been to the one he would become.